Yesterday we were learning laws of bedikas chametz. So let's continue discussing some of the laws relating to bedikas chametz. Okay, let's just see where we left off. Did some chazar today. Okay, shaila. Okay, first thing let's discuss there a couple of different shailas. Okay, where is it? The first thing let's discuss is when is the zman of bedikas chametz? When is the earliest time you can make a bracha on bedikas chametz? And when is the latest time to do bedikas chametz? So there's a machlekes rishonim. Some rishonim hold the zman bedikas chametz begins before it gets, before it says hakol chavim. It does not say anywhere in the Gemara the term of the Mishnah, it's the Mishnah. Or le'arba osar boit kimes chametz l'or haner. It does not say in the Mishnah that boit kimes chametz on Belial doesn't say the word, does not anywhere say the expression that the biggest chametz takes place at night on the night of the 14th. They use the word l'or. The fact that it used an unusual expression seems to indicate, according to some Rishonim, is that towards the evening. It doesn't mean it's the evening mamish. It means when it gets dark, where now candlelight would be beneficial. And you know, this really interestingly touched upon the discussion that we had yesterday. We discussed yesterday the question, should you turn off the lights in your house when you do, ideally, should you turn off the lights in your house when you do bedikas chametz? Should you turn off? So we discussed yesterday, some places can say yes, some say not. The vast majority say not. Do not turn off the lights when you do bedikas chametz. Keep them on. And we gave yesterday three different reasons. Number one, chamira sakanto yoser me'esura. You turn off the lights, you're going to trip, you're going to hurt, you're going to fall, you're going to hurt yourself. Don't play around. It's dangerous enough to use the candle for a few minutes, so don't look for trouble. Keep the lights on. Number two, the electricity in your home has the same status as Or Haner. The proof is we all switch over to a flashlight. So if you switch over to a flashlight, so the ultimate flashlight is your electricity, your lights. And you can't tell me no, but the lights is an avuka. It's not an avuka. The only reason why you can't use an avuka is because you're afraid to use the avuka. It'll go when you go into the corners, it'll burn down the house. If the house has not been burned down because of your fixtures, electrical fixtures, until now, it's not going to happen in the night of bedikas chametz either. Therefore, adarabah, the lights in the home enhance. It's not sunlight. It's not sunlight. It's dark outside in the street. There's no natural light filtering into your home. Chazal demanded Or Haner. Electricity, most of what we discussed this yesterday, but Ruba de Ruba electricity is called Eish. So just like candlelight is called Or Haner, the electricity in your home is also called Or Haner. So Adarab, it's an enhancement to the Or Haner. And the third reason we discussed yesterday is because it does not take away from the candle. The only reason why we have to use Or Haner, this is physics. The only reason why we have to use Or Haner, we don't do bedikah by day, is because the sunlight is not ideal for bedikah. Sunlight, for whatever reason, has a different type of nature. And the sun is shining outside and you're indoors and there's shade that's being generated by the walls, and then there is natural sunlight filtering into your home, and then you also have a candle, it doesn't work. A candle or haner is a contradiction to natural sunlight, which is filtered into your home through the windows or through whatever, it comes into the home, that it's not good. But at night, when you no longer have natural sunlight, the only light you have is a candle. Candlelight is not affected, it's not diminished by artificial light that we have today in the home. So even if you will tell me that your light that you have in the home, I look around, I see people reading the newspaper, people are texting, people are talking. It's very, very frustrating. You know, it's getting just very frustrating here. To read the newspaper, to read books, to text.
Doesn't even hear you. thing.
And people are talking to one another. Everybody say, you don't have to come. You really don't have to come. You really don't. It's not necessary. It's not necessary. We could shut down the shiur tomorrow.
Don't do it.
It's still in the newspaper.
Don't do it.
After I say it straight to you? It's not a chutzpah. It's not a chutzpah. It's unbelievable. Okay.
So you could do... So what? Meaning that you, in halacha, I don't know. But theoretically, once the sun sets...
Yeah.
You can already do bedikah because there's no more sun.
Once the sun sets... Oh, so that exactly is the question. The question is, when exactly is the proper moment of bedikah? Based upon what we said yesterday, that there are three types of light, that the light of the Or HaNer is not affected by the... is not affected by the natural light. When it gets dark at night, even though it's not totally dark, as long as the sun has set, now the Or HaNer is effective. In other words, when at night, what do we explain? When we don't generally turn off the lights when we do Bedikas Chametz. Why not? Because the light, the artificial light of the light fixtures of the LEDs or your incandescent bulbs is not a contradiction. It does not take away from the Or HaNer. The same thing is when the sun sets, once the ball of the sun sets below the horizon and it gets a little bit dark, even though it's not totally dark at night, the Or HaNer is now 100% effective. Just like if you have the lights on at night and you have a candle, the lights in the house do not diminish one iota from the potency of the Or HaNer of the candle. Same thing, once the ball of the sun goes below the horizon, even though it's not yet dark, it's not yet pitch black dark, the three stars have not yet come out, but the ball of the sun has gone below the horizon, it's no longer diminishing from the full potency of a candle. When the sun is above the horizon. When the sun is above the horizon, so then you have the intensity of the sun, that's then exactly that's where it takes away from the candle. But once the ball of the sun is below the horizon, it doesn't take away, even though the chiddush is, even though it's not perfectly dark. So what it says in the Mishnah, Or Labos, Bad Nisachem, Slar HaNer, you don't have to wait until it gets pitch black dark. You don't have to wait until it says Sakachav. Let's say you have a briska. And a briska, they wait for Mitzvah Shabbos until it's 92 minutes. Okay, they want to go the very, very big, is the 90 minutes. So, I'm not going to start B'dikas Chametz until 90 minutes. Because it has to be halachically the night of the 14th. No. The Mishnah says Or La'arba Asar, which means it's an unusual expression which is subject to interpretation, but according to some of the commentators, the interpretation is that it just should not be at the time when the ball of the sun is above the horizon. Once the ball of the sun is below the horizon, and now you're heading towards the night of the 14th, so now the ball of the sun is not going to diminish from the power of the candle. Just like we can relate to this in our day and age, that when it's at night and the lights in the house are on, your flashlight works just as good. It shines on the corners of the room just as strong as it, when the lights are on, when the lights are off. In fact, when the lights are on, it's even better to a certain degree. So too, the ball of the sun is below the horizon. Now the candle is going to do what it needs to be done, and it's ideal to do it at that moment in time, because the longer you wait, the more of a chance you're going to forget to do the mitzvah. Zerizim makdimim lemitzvahs. So this is one mahalach among the Rishonim, that you do not have to wait until it's mamish tseis hakechavim to do the bedikah. You can start the bedikah's chametz when it begins to get dark, not mamish after shkia. That might be a little bit of a stretch, because after shkia, when the sun goes below the horizon, there's still plenty of light outside. So you wait a few minutes. When you can discern that it's really beginning to get dark, that already is the beginning of the zman of the bedikah. L'chatchila, you can make a bracha. And adarabah, that's the proper zman to make the bracha. This is one mahalach, and many people follow the shita. However, other poskim can disagree. And they hold Zman B'dikas Chametz is mamish the night of the 14th. And if you wait for Tzei Sakachav Mitzvah Shabbos 92 minutes, you gotta wait 92 minutes. If you wait 72 minutes, you wait 72 minutes. You wait 50 minutes, 50 minutes. Some will tell you that since only Midrabban, we discussed this yesterday, is the mitzvah of B'dikas Chametz, is the Daraisa, or this will be another Nafkimina. We discussed yesterday the Machlokes Rishonim, all the Lomdis, is the B'dika Daraisa, is the Midrabbanan. We gave one Nafkimina yesterday, the Nafkimina, do you have to have Kavana? If it's Daraisa, mitzvah is Shrichas Kavana. If it's only Midrabbanan, if it's Midrabbanan, then mitzvah is, you don't have to have kavana. You can do it without kavana, but if you don't have kavana, it's going to be okay. Here will be another nafkamina. If the mitzvah b'dikas chametz is daraisa, and you hold of the opinion that it has to be done when it's laila, vadai laila, you're not going to start your b'dika until 72 minutes or 60 minutes, 50 minutes after shkia. But if you hold that B'dikas Chametz B'zman is only Midrabanan, and you hold the Shita that has to be done when it's Vaday Laila, 41 minutes is fine. For all mitzvahs to Rabbanan, all the Paiskim say 41 minutes is sufficient. Sfiras Oimer. Many Paiskim say, you can count Sfiras Oimer when it's 41 minutes, because B'zman has said Sfiras Oimer according to most Shonim is only Midrabanan. So you can do Sfiras Oimer when it's 41 minutes. You don't have to wait until Zvaday, until the later Shir in Sei Sa'akachavim. So Sa'akachal, when we take over, when it comes to the Zman, there are really three things to think about. Number one, when it says the Mishnah, Or La Arba Osar, does that mean Vaday Laila, or does that mean when it begins to get dark? If you hold it when it begins to get dark, already 15, 20 minutes after Shkia, this is the Iker Zman to begin B'dikas Chametz, and you make the bracha and you start. If you hold that it has to be Vaday Laila, you then get into a machloikis, is it B'dikas Chametz B'zman Hazeh Midrabban or is it Midraisa? Most Rishonim hold it's only Midrabbanan. This is Midrabbanan. You don't have to be machmir to wait until it's 72 minutes, 60, 50 minutes. You can start B'dikas Chametz already. When it's 41 minutes, you can already make the bracha. Okay, so
Are there any opinions that these other lights detract from the intensity of the Or HaNer?
What do you mean they attend? What do you mean the other lights? You mean the kid in the house?
Yeah.
Very, very few. I can't remember all the names.
I'm shocked because I think the candle is much, or the flashlight is much more intense
when you turn off the lights.
When pitch black. That's
okay, so we discussed that yesterday. Mayor was just trying to tell me the physics about this. Maybe you're right to some degree. It's true, the contrast. But just because there is a contrast, it's stronger, the degree of difference is insignificant. When it comes to the light, when it comes to the sun is shining, when it's daytime, let's say you turn off the lights in this room. Now over here, we're closed in over here, but let's say you have a room with a couple of windows. A regular room, we have a couple of windows, and you close the lights, and there's natural daylight that comes into the room. You take a candle. The contrast, the candle is insignificant because of daylight. Regular light, artificial light that we have today, it's true, there's a contrast that makes a difference, but the contrast is insignificant. The contrast, there's a contrast, but not to the degree where it makes a difference la halacha. He cites over here, he goes through a lot of details in this issue. I can't remember all the names of the people. They called Shulchan Mesudar Amoradim by this Talmud Chacham Yaakov Yisrael HaKoyin Schwartz. And it goes one gadol after the other. They were not makbid to close the lights when they did B'dikas Chametz. Yeah. They held it's not a requirement, and in fact, it's not a good idea. There's no need to close the lights. You keep the lights on when you do B'dikas Chametz. Yeah. The lights being on does not significantly take away from the contrast if you would turn off the lights and just direct the flashlight or your candle in the corner. It's nighttime. Light in a room from artificial light, even the best artificial, I know they have all this new technology, white light and this light and that light when you wake up. They have all these new things they have today. Maybe, I don't know, maybe you're right. Maybe if you have those types of lights that they claim are like equivalent to natural sunlight, I don't know if there's such a thing, mamish, can even create such a thing, natural sunlight, the equivalent, maybe you're right. But the regular common lights that are among us, the LEDs and the incandescents and the fluorescents, it does not significantly take away from the candle or from a flashlight, and therefore there's no need for you to turn off the lights, especially the other reasons as well, the sakon of hurting yourself and tripping. And also the third reason we said is because adarabo, the lights in your home also are serving as Or HaNer. Whoever said the Or HaNer has to be in your hand and you have to go to the corner, you have an Or HaNer, here's the Or HaNer. Are you telling me you can have an avuka? the lights in your home, that's not called an avuka. You can't say that's an avuka. The avuka is a danger because you come, you go, you burn the house down. That doesn't apply. So adarabba, it enhances the bedikah by keeping the lights on. Okay, so these are the different issues. The zmanim, is it early? Is it laila vadai? Is it deraisa or derabanan? What would the zman be? Now, one thing is 100% certain. And that is, whenever you the zman is, you have to decide whatever your tradition is, whatever the people do, whatever is very common. I don't know what people do. I really don't know what the average person does. When the makbid, the zman dik. But one thing is 100% certain, and that is the ikr zman is to do it ASAP. Whenever the zman begins, that's when it has to be done. You do not delay to do it at night. Ad kedei kach, I'll show you two nafkaminas in this. Let's say a person's at work. You have a busy day. I cannot come home until 11 o'clock at night. 10 o'clock at night. Then the halacha is you're supposed to instruct your wife or your children to do the bedika. And they make the bracha. You make the mashliach. The zman bedika is not to be done 11 o'clock at night. If you are at work, that's it. You lose out. You tell your wife, you do the bedika. You make the bracha and you do the bedika. Or you tell one of your children, he does the bedikah. Now, but it's not, I'm going to lose out on the bracha. You know what a chashuv thing it is, a mitzvah. Once you do a mitzvah, they make a bracha, bedikah's chametz, what are you going to do? So the poskim give you a solution. The solution is you tell them you do bedikah on the entire house, except for one room. Don't you dare do a bedikah in my bedroom. Don't you dare do bedikah in the dining room. There's one room you don't let them do a bedikah on. You make it very clear. And they do the bedikah. They make a bracha. And they do the whole house. And when you come home, you nachamol, you make a bracha, and you do the bedikah on that one room that you leave over for yourself. Why can't you make a bracha on the deraisa? What way do you can make a bracha on the deraisa? A chosid? Why can't you make a chicken make the bracha? So a mitzvah, a woman doesn't make a bracha on a little vinestrik. I know there are chassidus that don't. We don't follow that sheet. Ruba druba klal yisrael and isha. Even when it's man grama, she can make a bracha and she can do the mitzvah. She can be your agent to do the mitzvah. It's only saying that if she's not mechuyev, she can't be your agent. You don't say the Bible takes chams al kedekach. You don't say that. So that is the solution. So it goes to show how proof number one, how pod number one, the mitzvah, do not dilly dally. It is a terrible thing to dilly dally. What happened? Yep, the mic went off. That means the battery's on strike. That's what it means because the lights went off.
Different.
Hanukkah, what do you say? What do you mean by Hanukkah?
It does, we could do it later when it comes home. That's what it means.
No. Why can't you use electricity?
Why can't you?
You can use a battery.
Technically you can. It's only tradition. Over an incandescent. Hanukkah, we learned this yesterday, we discussed this a little bit, because Hanukkah, it says ner, it has to be a ner. It's the halak ner shel Hanukkah. Ner means, according to Shlomo Zalman Arbach, there are three things that make up the term ner. There is a receptacle, there is a psila, a wick, and there is fuel. So if you have an incandescent battery-operated bulb, you're set to go. You have a receptacle, you have the fuel is the battery, and it's not connected to the ground, it's not current, and you have a filament, so you have all three. And therefore you can make a bracha without any question whatsoever. Let's say the Hanukkah menorah is plugged in. You got a problem. Because is that really called shemen? Is that really called fuel when the fuel is mechubal l'karka? So that's a problem. If the menorah is plugged into the wall, it's you're lacking the classic form of shemen. Shemen doesn't mean mamish oil, it means fuel. Fuel normally, it's in a receptacle. The oil is not in the receptacle. The oil is a rip. All the way to a grid somewhere, who knows where, from Niagara Falls. Is that really called shemen? You can argue today until tomorrow what is that called. But if you have a battery-powered incandescent bulb, you're good to go. LEDs, fluorescents, are problems. Fluorescent may be less of a problem, but an LED certainly is a very big problem. So but that's called an air.
If you get one from one of the Judaica stores, I think they use it in the hospital for Shabbos.
Oh, that's a problem. Now, in the hospitals... No, but they used to have them. Now they have LEDs. In the hospitals, they don't give, they have the LED battery operated. So LEDs, Shabbos, you make a bracha l'halik ner shel Shabbos. So is that called a ner? Today we don't have incandescent, now we have electricity, LEDs. So these is a very tough shaila. If this really, if you can still today make, say, your yoytze, making the bracha on LED bulbs. Bedigas chomet is better, because bedigas chomet, it doesn't say you need a ner. It says or le'arba osar, or is fire. The problem though is, I would discuss this yesterday, the only place where the Gemara goes to the effort to show you what or means is only by bedikas chametz, not by Shabbos, not by Havdalah, not by anything else, and the Gemara quotes psukim of chipush v'neros, where Hashem is going to search the Yerushalayim with candles, neros. So the Gemara actually quotes psukim to show you that or means or haner. So mitzad echad, it says in the Mishnah or, it doesn't say a candle. But the Gemara goes on to say it means or haner. The Gemara quotes psukim, and the psukim indicate that it's fire mamish, the classic type of fire with candles. So there's a chumrah and there's a kula. There's a chumrah, so it's very, very complicated. So what do we, halacha l'mayis, we discussed yesterday, halacha l'mayis, the yesh, the choladeus, the best thing to do is when you make the bracha, you should make the bracha over a candle. And use the candle for 60 seconds. So you shouldn't come with a sakana. It's very dangerous. You walk around with a candle, okay, especially adults. Children you can trust, they're very careful. But adults, they've lost their mind. So you have to blow it after 60 seconds and switch over to a flashlight. That is certainly the ideal thing to do.
Now, the chiyuv for the bedikah is on the balabais.
It's on the owner, yeah, the balabais.
Not each individual person.
No, you have to
they
be
can't do it?
So the truth is, they can make a bracha. They can make a bracha technically. If you
is
have
your own room or something.
Yeah, like yeah, you can. That's correct. But the minig is that the balabai, one person makes the bracha. Everyone answers amen, and then the truth is
you
can make shluchim, yeah, but it's not even ideal to make a shliach. That's what it says here. It's not ideal. Really, the one who owns the house, who owns the property, he is the one that has the primary obligation. Will you rent it? And Michal, yeah, what do you want to say?
I want to go back to the where I got mired during the week, it almost immediately follows Mincha. So when Mired is finished.
And we're coming to that in one moment. That's the second thing we want to talk about. When do you daven Mired? Okay, now that's exactly what we want to talk about right now. So first, we mentioned this Yisoid. This Yisoid is that the Bedikas Chometz has a Zman. And the Zman is the earliest Zman question. Whatever the earliest Zman is, that's when the mitzvah has to be done. At Kidei Kach, I told you, if you're not going to be home until late,
that's the other.
Till late. Let's say even 10 o'clock, 10:30. You're not going to be home the Ikra Zman, then you're supposed to appoint a shliach to do it for you. And you should chap around the bracha for yourself also by telling them not to search one room. Now, what halachic nafkamina does it have? That's one halachic nafkamina. The second is when it comes to Ma'arif. What do you do first on the night of Bedikas Chametz? Do you daven Ma'arif first, or do you do Bedikas Chametz? Now, first of all, there are so many variables. No, Chanukah is different. Chanukah has its variables, and this has these issues, the different issues. Let's discuss the, maybe we'll go back to Chanukah in a moment, but let's first discuss the issues of what are the issues. First, when is the Zman of Ma'arif? Me'ikar Hadin, the Zman of Ma'arif, the Yechayv Ma'arif, is Tzeisak HaKavim. If you want to daven Ma'arif early, okay, that's a leniency, that you can daven Ma'arif early, but the Ikar Zman of daven Ma'arif is to say the Birchus Kriya Shema. You daven Ma'ariv with the Birchus Kriya Shema, so daven Ma'ariv after Tzeis HaKoychavim. When is Tzeis HaKoychavim? Well, whenever it is. Whenever Tzeis HaKoychavim is, that's when is the Zman Bedikas Chametz? So we just finished discussing according to one opinion, which may in fact be the main opinion, I don't know. Bedikas Chametz is before Tzeis HaKoychavim. Bedikas Chametz is or le'arba osar. When the ball of the sun goes below the horizon, and no longer does the ball of a sun diminish from the potency of a candle, which is way before it gets very, very dark. as long as already as it's sunset, it's 15, 20 minutes after sunset, so there's no intensity in the sky of the sun shining, it's not any longer a conflict for the potency of your candle to do what it needs to be done. You don't need for it to get pitch black dark. You need the candle to do its job, and it does its job very, very well when the ball of the sun is below the horizon 15 minutes afterwards is good enough. That's when the Zman begins. When does Ma'ariv begin? Ma'ariv begins later. Ma'ariv begins 50 minutes after sunset, Nikar Hadin, because I have to say Kriya Shema, Birchus Kriya Shema, with Ma'ariv, 50 minutes. So what comes first? What Zman comes first? Bedikas Chometz comes first. Okay, that's one variable. You'll argue, well, I don't hold that sheet. I hold that Bedikas Chometz begins when? Vade Laila. When it's Vade Laila. Okay, but wait a minute, which one is Deraisa, which one is Derabana? Now you get into that variable. Is Bedikas Chometz Deraisa, or Ma'ariv is Deraisa, because he's saying Kriya Shema. So Kriya Shema is Deraisa. Bedikas Chometz is Derabanan. You argue, if it's Midrabanan, I can start Ma'ariv earlier, because if it's only Midrabanan, Bedikas Chometz is Derabanan, I can start Bedikas Chometz 41 minutes. And Ma'ariv doesn't start until 50 minutes, because Ma'ariv is Deraisa, there's Bedikas Kriya Shema. Or you can say is that, no, I hold Bedikas Chometz Deraisa. There are two Deraisas. So two Deraisas, two Deraisas, what's the magic words when you have two conflicting mitzvahs? Everyone know the magic words? Tadir, Vishaina Tadir, Tadir Koidim. So what should you do first? Ma'ariv first. But here is the very big chiddush which we just said. The only time you say Tadir, Vishaina Tadir, Tadir Koidim is when the both of them are not a mitzvah oiveres. When can you daven Ma'ariv? L'chatchila, the entire night. You can daven Ma'ariv all the way until Vashur until Chatzais. And b'diyev, you can daven Ma'ariv until Alois HaShachar. There's no question about it. There's no question about it. When is the Zman to daven, to do Bedikas Chometz? The Zman Bedikas Chometz is to be done immediately, and it shouldn't take you all that long. It should take you only whatever it takes. So Bedikas Chometz is a mitzvah oiveres. The critical time to do Bedikas Chometz is the beginning of the night. If you are, Ma'ariv can be done the entire night. It's not oiveres. Bedikas Chometz, once you already get to 10:30, you're now in category B. You've already passed the Ikar Zman. You're now falling back on a secondary Zman. Ma'ariv at 10:30 is a lechatchila. That's the Zman when you daven Ma'ariv. That's your Seder Hayom. It's a Kamara lechatchila. So therefore, the only time we say the principle Tadir v'she'enoi Tadir Tadir Koidem is only when the other mitzvah that's not Tadir is not Iveres. But in this instance, Bedikas Chometz is Iveres. Bedikas Chometz, yeah?
Technically, you can even be Bedikas Chometz the next morning.
Yeah, technically. But that's not the Gizman. Technically, you can be do Bedikas Chometz if you're going to a hotel and you're not going to be home Erev Pesach. You're not going to be home tonight. So then you can do Bedikas Chometz a week, 30 days before you can do Bedikas Chometz. You're right. You can do Bedikas Chometz before without a bracha, and you can do Bedikas Chometz tomorrow morning
right,
when the sun is shining with a bracha.
Yes.
No, no, with a bracha. With a bracha. But that's not the Gizman. That's not what Chazal were masakin. Chazal were masakin or le'arba osar boit gemesa chametz le'or haner. Everyone agrees the Ikar Zman when it comes to Bedikas Chametz, Chazal said or le'arba osar, which means l'chol hadeyas, the Zman is or. The Zman is the beginning of the night. The beginning of what?
That's all fine in theory.
Yeah.
But in practice.
Okay, very good. You're saying very good.
You get to choose necessarily your.
That is 100% correct. I just want to throw out the variables. Let's just first appreciate the variables. Variable number one, when does the Zman begin? Really, L'chor, it starts first. It starts when it's before it's night. Ma'ariv is after, only that's Vade Laila. If you're going to tell me that it starts when it's Vade Laila, does it still go? Because Bedikas Chometz is Midrabanan, as an earlier Zman. Shema, Kriya Shema, and Ma'ariv is a later Zman. So then L'chor is so far, you can argue that Bedikas Chometz comes first. And as far in time-wise, it comes first. And if in time-wise it comes first, the Chiv was already Chal upon you. If the Chiv was already Chal upon you at an earlier point in time, even though you have not yet done Ma'ariv, even though it's now late, right, you messed up. Right now it's already 10:00. Okay, so now I have the Ma'ariv. Which obligation came upon you first? First in, first out. What came upon you first was bedikas chametz. That has priority because that was chal upon you first. You'll tell me no. Maybe you'll tell me no. But one is deraisa. If bedikas chametz only the rabbanon and kriyas shema is deraisa, so do the deraisa first. Or you'll tell me that they're both deraisas and they both start at the same exact time. And now you'll tell me the principle of tader v'she'ena tader kaidem.
But if you're not home, Meir would go first.
What?
If you're not home, Meir would go.
Why would Meir go first? Go home. Dal menchan, run home to do bdikas chametz and daven ma'ariv b'yachidus, or don't daven, or daven ma'ariv, go back to shul later on daven ma'ariv. If the zman, these are all very big questions. Maybe it's tacha kedai that you should daven ma'ariv b'yachidus so that you should do the bdikas chametz in the proper zman. There is a hakpod, a very very big hakpod that bdikas chametz be done immediately whenever the Zman begins, depending upon your Zman. There are different opinions. We discussed that. Three different Zmanim. When is Bedikas Chametz? Is it before nightfall? Is it nightfall? And when if it's nightfall, is it a Drabon or is it a Daraisa? Nafkamina, when you're going to do Bedikas Chametz? And there's a Hakpada that it be done immediately without any further delay. So now it comes to Ma'ariv, I can do Ma'ariv the whole night. Of course, there's Zrizim Akdimim L'mitzvahs. You should daven Ma'ariv as soon as possible. But that does not have a factor in the question of Tadir V'sheinu Tadir Kodem. That's not a factor. So when you want to go say Tadir V'sheinu Tadir Kodem, one is a mitzvah Oiveres. The primary Zman will pass very, very shortly. And that's the one that's not Tadir. And the one that's Tadir is ein oiveres. So the general rule is, then we don't apply the rule of tadir v'shein tadir kodem. Doesn't apply. And then under Abba, you should do the bedikas chametz right away. Okay, but what about, what's the other issue? If you only daven mincha ma'ariv together in shul, and by the time you're going to come home, it's going to be significantly past the earlier zman, takes the daven ma'ariv until you finish ma'ariv, until you finish having a conversation with your friends in shul, and then you go home, it'll be later. What?
Are you going to tell me that there are different zman, but when you finish Ma'ariv under that circumstance, you can't finish Levana. You can't be Yotze and Kriya Shema at that point.
What about the most common shayla? The most common shayla is you daven mincha Ma'ariv.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's just first about that. I'll tell you another very good shayla, well related to what you just touched upon. But let me ask next issue. The next issue is, so what do we do? What haka do you do? So the Poskim say general rule, which is, it's general rule, but it really depends upon the person, is if you every night daven Ma'ariv b'yachidus, you don't go to Ma'ariv. Not everyone has the opportunity, has the ability to go to Ma'ariv every night with a minyan. If you daven b'yachidus, then the pashtus is you should do bedikas chametz first. If you every single night go daven with a minyan, davening with a minyan is a davar chaviv and davar choshev ad ma'od. And if you do this, you've proven to Hashem that you're very serious about davening ma'ariv with a minyan, because you daven every night with a minyan. Then the poskim say, if you're not going to be able to get a minyan later on at night, you should definitely daven ma'ariv first, daven ma'ariv first, because and then go immediately go back and do bedikas chametz.
Even though it might be nighttime for other
correct,
things.
Correct, correct, correct.
You're covered by some shita or other at that moment.
There are so many reasons why you should daven Ma'ariv first, because Ma'ariv is l'chara d'araisa, and this Tadir, even though I told you Tadir is not such a good svar in this case, but not everyone agrees with that. The combination of factors, this is what you do every single night. You daven with a minyan. Daven and you daven, and it's tadir and it's kriya shma, it's deraisa, and you're in shul already, so it's chal upon you. So the combination of svaris is if you daven every night mincha ma'ariv, you daven ma'ariv in shul, and then you go home and you do bedika. If you don't normally daven ma'ariv mincha ma'ariv together, all of a sudden the night of Pesach you want to be from. All of a sudden I'm going to become a frumer. I'm going to go to shul daven mincha ma'ariv, and then go home to do bedikas chametz. That might be okay. There's no clarity and there's no one set mahalach, but it's not necessarily the right thing to do. There's a zman for bedikas chametz. If you daven ma'ariv later on at night, anyway, you daven ma'ariv 10 o'clock every night. You daven ma'ariv every night at Whatever you do, and now is not the time. Now is not the time to make exceptions, to do strange things. Do the bedikah. It's a mitzvah chaviva me'oid. It happens once a year. The mitzvah is tashbisu, to obliterate the chametz. Chametz on Pesach is a eating chametz. It's a kores. Chametz also b'mashuhu. The Torah went way out of its way to emphasize the significance of the Yom Tov Pesach and chametz, and then it all starts with tashbisu, to obliterate chametz. It's a choshev mitzvah, and it should be done properly in the right time, without any games, without any anything. Now what was your another shaila? Let's say a very interesting shaila. Okay, you daven mincha marv every single night in shul, wonderful, but you have to run home, no dilly dallying. Run home and do the bedikah immediately. Oh, before I go home, I want to sell my chametz to the rav, to the guy through the rav. Right? There's a sign on all the shuls. The rav will be available the whole week at this time. And one of the times that does not say, I guarantee you, it does not say on any sign in any shul that the rav is available for mechiras chametz after ma'ariv or la arba asa. Because the rabbi also has to go home and do bedika. You know, the rabbi is also a person. He also has to go home and do bedika as chametz. So it doesn't say that on the sign. So yet, I'm my father's shul, the line was out the door. That was the most in demand time for bedika as chametz. The arla after mincha ma'ariv, before everyone runs home to bedika as chametz, all of a sudden, there's a line out the door for mechiras chametz.
You did the
bedikah
in the shul.
Oh, then we go, what? There's another shiloh. Bedikah, let's make a bracha. So what is the halacha? What is the halacha? The halacha is it's mutter. Why? It's a chelik of bedikas chametz. Really, that's what it says. Even though it's a chiddush, and you're not making a bracha. The bracha, you make, that's the ikkah, you make the bracha. You have to make the bracha albir chametz. It's true, you're not making the bracha yet, but you are involving yourself in beir chametz. So the chazal were not misaking, you should make a bracha when you sell the chametz to the guy. But it's no question about it. By selling your chametz to the guy, you are involving yourself in the mitzvah. It's the tashbisu. So it's an amazing thing. That adaraba, you go and if you sell the chametz to the guy after you finish ma'ariv, you're not being mevatel from the mitzvah of bedikah and bir chametz, because that's what you're doing.
That applies to the rav also.
He's helping other people. He's helping other people. He doesn't have a choice sometimes. Someone needs his help. So what could he do?
If you sell your whole house and you don't have to make
it. What could he do? Okay, the rav is losing out because he's not selling his chametz. He's not the same madrig. He's helping someone be mekayim in the mitzvah of tashbiso. Okay, now just to show how chav the mitzvah is a very big shot in the place. Why don't we make a shechianu? Why don't we make a shech when you do the mitzvah of Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvah Sitzvanu al bir chametz? Why don't you make a shech yonu? It's a very, very good question. What?
The Gemara mitzvah is in the morning when you're
the Gemara mitzvah. But right now you're making the bracha, so make this other bracha. So I don't really see a good answer. I don't know what to tell you.
Bris and Pidyon HaBen.
Yeah. Between the bris
and Pidyon HaBen is the
Gemara
of.
So let's say it's not the first baby, it's not the first child. So it's a very, very tough question, which I've not seen a good answer. The person, they all struggle. The only thing is, you don't make a mitzvah on destroying something. Shechianu, v'kimanu v'yonu lazman hazeh, you've given us life. The whole bracha is life. Bir chametz is chorben. It's destructive. You don't make a shechianu when you destroy. It's not the proper hadracha to make a shechianu when you destroy something. So make other parts can say that if you can, there's tremendous chiddush. Other person say, and there was another answer given is that let's look at the sukkah. What does it say in the Gemara? The Gemara says that when you build the sukkah, you are required to make a shechian. No one does that. So what do we rely upon? When we make the shechian at Kiddush, that shechian was koilel the building of the sukkah. Even though you really should make two shechianos. That's the way. So the Paiskim say, since tomorrow night, Yom Tif, you're going to make a Shechianu at Kiddush, So the Shekhyanu you make tomorrow night, it's also the Shekhyanu that you're doing, is also a Shekhyanu for the Bir Chametz. But the MS is, Bir Chametz really technically should require a Shekhyanu, like Sukkah, building the Sukkah requires Shekhyanu. We just delay it until the night. Another, and Paisley writes over here, is that there was some Paisley that said that if you have buy a new suit, it's a tremendous chiddush, what I want to tell you, if you buy a new suit for Yom Tif, put the new suit on. Listen to this. This is serious stuff. Don't laugh at this. Put the new suit on for Batikas Chametz. Okay? And you make a Shekhyanu. And you make a Shekhyanu. Don't burn the suit with the candles. Don't get your suit dirty. You don't have to get dirty from Batikas Chametz. You have to check. You don't have to get dirty from Batikas Chametz. Yeah?
What happens if in your house, it's the night of Batikas Chametz, and there was an area that you did not clean up yet?
So you do then.
You need to clean it up.
Of course.
And then do...
No. Adarabha. You should make the bracha and then clean it up. Pumfakaret. If it's the night of... There's an area that you did not get clean. Make the bracha and clean it up. That's the ideal thing to do.
Oh, really?
You make the bracha as early as possible. Don't delay the bracha. Make it early as possible. And then go and put on your gloves and get down, take out the vacuum cleaner. That's the ultimate mitzvah of bedikah. So our bedikah is make-believe. What?
The garbage that you're putting out with the chametz is the shvisa.
What? What?
The garbage.
Yeah.
The garbage that is chametz. And if you put it out, you make a bracha on bedikah's chametz and take out the garbage.
To some degree it is. That's true. There is some degree.
What about you sold the whole house for chametz?
Yeah, you're supposed to leave over. You're supposed to leave over. You're saying very good. You're supposed to, when you sell the whole house, you're supposed to leave over a room that you're not selling. And you do bedikah in that room.
Just on that room.
On that room. If you're going away for Pesach and you sold the whole house, you locked up the whole house, you have to write in the shtar this one room that you're leaving over for myself, and I'm not selling, and that room you do a bedikah. Okay, now one last thing, I'm going to tell you some Jewish on the Haggadah. One last thing is that there's a minog, or is writing is to wash your hands before you do bedikas chametz. Before you make the brach, asher kedushonu b'mitzvahs b'mitzvahnu al bir chametz, to wash, to do netilas yodan. Don't make a bracha of al, but mamish to wash, either to wash like for food, or to wash negovasa. Why? Whenever you daven ma'ariv, mincha, you're supposed to wash your hands. Most of us don't do this. Why? I don't know. It's not right. You're really supposed to wash your hands. Whenever you do a mitzvah, you're supposed to wash your hands. So if you don't wash your hands, no, we're not so makbid on it, because with Baruch Hashem, maybe because we live in a society today where we're very nizer in cleanliness to a certain degree. But when you do a mitzvah that comes around once a year, it's chaviv, you should be nizer to wash your hands, to do the way the halacha demands. Your hands, before you say Hashem's name, you might say Shem Hashem, and you do a mitzvah chaviv that only is once a year, especially a mitzvah chomer of tashbisu, we didn't chorus. You're dealing with Isser b'mashuhu. Where do you have a mitzvah that it's also b'mashuhu? L'nin the Torah l'malachi hasharis. You can't expect from a person to be nizer from chametz b'mashuhu, and yet the Torah demands when it comes to chametz, the chametz also b'mashuhu. Obviously, the Torah demands standards from us for Pesach that are kemalachi hasharis. It's unbelievable what the demands. It's davar chaviv. Do it the right way. You wash your hands. You wash your hands and people, whatever you would, clothing you would wear for davening, you wear for bedikas chametz. If you are accustomed to wearing a hat and jacket for davening, if your minhag is when you daven shmona and you come to mincha ma'ariv, you put on a hat and jacket. You're supposed to put on a hat and jacket when you make the bracha of al bir chametz. If your minhag is whatever you wear, people know whatever you wear when you daven is not the same thing you wear when you're running around the house. You're not going to come to shul in for shachris in a what? Yeah, lechar you can, lechar you can. Yeah. For the bracha, they told it. He has a whole lam nesia, whole bracha. Is it in the bracha or is it in the mitzvah? If it's in the mitzvah, maybe you're right. You shouldn't take it off the entire time. But then even then, you can be mekel because he did a chilek of the mitzvah. Is it in the bracha? Lechar the pash is it in the bracha? The bracha, and that's the ikar part. So therefore.
Yeah,
that's right.
Well,
sukkah is kain to duru. Teshu kain to duru. So there is a leniency when you're in the sukkah. You do whatever you do in the house. The whole mitzvah. When you make the bracha leishay bas sukkah, you should make it with in a bakovedik way. After the cocked playing hat and jacket, I don't know. You go so far leishay bas sukkah. But luvan eshuk lucharia. And when it comes to bedikas chametz, certainly it's not the right. Whatever you would be wearing when you daven. That should be your standard for making the bracha. you know, when you come to shul, you're not going to come to shul. I don't know, whatever. You know, everyone has a certain gedder of how far they would go, or they would not do in the Beis HaKnesses. So whatever that gedder is for coming to davening Beis HaKnesses, that should be your gedder when it comes to making the bracha. Now the only one is shachyanu. If you do make the shachyanu, though, it says don't make the shachyanu before you do the bedika. It's make asher kiddushanu b'mitzvot al bir chametz. Then you do a bedika for 5 minutes, and then you make the shachyanu. Because if you make the shachyanu immediately, then according to those who hold that you're not allowed to make a shachyanu, it's going to be a hefsek between. It's going to be a hefsek between the bracha and the bedika. So if a person puts on a new suit and he does the bedika and he does albir chametz and then he does the bedika for 5 minutes and then he makes the shachyanu. You've never seen this. Okay, you've never heard of this. This is an extreme thing. I'm not telling you to do this chasham. But at least it brings out the issue. It brings out the point of attacker. It's a chashuv mitzvah.
You put on a hat.
What?
You buy a new hat. Because
yeah.
The old hat is dirty and full of chametz. You know.
The old hat is full of chametz? What chametz is they have? What chametz? Okay, we only have Tim, so let me just tell you right now a vart on the Haggadah, and then we'll stop. Okay, instead of taking a break, we'll go straight. We'll take a break? You want to take a break for 5 for 10 seconds?